Take your seats, please.
Amen. Amen. Well, it's good to be almost at home again. Praise God. Well, this is good, but it's just good to be here. And we want to really get into some things here in the Word of God. The messages that God gives me are designed that is that anything stolen from you is designed to get it back. Anything broken you is designed to fix it. And if you just hear it and just apply it, just do what I say, what he did for me, he'll do for you. And so we just got to get our minds that way. A lot of times what happens, we get all busy with the things of the world and just doing things, going to work, so forth and so on. And you'd be surprised how much that the enemy is trying to seduce us away from the Word of God. But I'm going to look forward to a great time. We believe, God, that as the Word is coming forth, even healing and deliverance and so forth will take place. Amen. I receive. All right. Okay. Well, let's open our Bibles, please. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 10. Proverbs chapter 10. All right. Proverbs chapter 10. Okay. What we're going to start off with tonight is faith in the blessing. Faith in the blessing. If you know anything about the Word of God, it's faith in the Word that makes the Word work for you. It doesn't work just because it's in the Bible. It works because you got faith in it. You put it to work. Okay? Faith comes how? By hearing, and hearing by what? The Word of God. And if you look at the name of Jesus, the Bible says, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. That name was used by Paul to cast out devils. Jesus said, in my name. And my point to you is that over in Acts chapter 3, Peter said, why look at us as through our own holiness, we've caused this man to walk. But his name, through faith in his name, has made this man whole. Faith in the name of Jesus.